Thailand requests help with hostages. Oman, Kenya join bid to stop Somali pirates. The Foreign Affairs Ministry is asking Oman and Kenya to help the 27 Thai crew on board a cargo ship being held by Somali pirates. Pirates seized the MV Thor Nexus cargo vessel in the Indian Ocean on Saturday while it was en route from Bangladesh to the United Arab Emirates. The 20,377-ton Thai flag vessel was seized about 400 nautical miles northeast of Yemen's Socotra Island. The vessel was then taken to Omani waters, about 350 nautical miles east of Salalah port. Prime Minister Apisit Wichatsiwa said the Royal Thai Navy had ascertained the position of the vessel and one of its craft had followed it at a distance. He asked the Navy to be very careful for the sake of the crew's safety. Deputy Spokesman for Foreign Affairs Thani Thongpakdi said the ministry had ordered Thai embassies in Muscat and Nairobi to coordinate with the local governments because Oman and Kenya had more power in the area's waters. Mr. Thani said the vessel owner had informed the relatives of the Thai crew of the situation and had coordinated with the Thai Navy, which is working with the United Nations. The pirates have not yet demanded any ransom. We think they are towing the vessel to the coast of Somalia, Mr. Thani said. The pirates radioed HTMS Similan, which is operating in the Indian Ocean to protect Thai ships and is following the seized vessel, to say they would kill the crew of the Thor Nexus if the Navy ship approached closer than 20 nautical miles. Navy Chief Gamtoan Pumhiran has ordered his subordinates in the Arabian Sea to take decisive action when they have a suitable opportunity, defined as the moment when officers have ascertained the safety of the Thai crew members. Navy Chief of Staff Takuinsak Wongkao said helicopter surveillance had confirmed the 27 Thai crew members were being held on the bridge of their vessel to prevent an attack or rescue action. The surveillance revealed there were 12 armed pirates. The immediate challenge for rescuers is to prevent the ship from entering Somalia's territorial waters, where the pirates will assume they are safe before issuing any demands. The hijacking of the Thai ship brings to 25 the number of vessels held by Somali pirates, said the European Union's Anti-Piracy Force. About 600 crew members were on board the captured vessels. Somalia has been without an effective government for 19 years, and the country's lawlessness has led to an explosion in piracy. The Royal Thai Navy earlier sent 350 Thai Navy personnel on a 98-day operation on board HTMS Patani and HTMS Similan as part of the International Naval Force combating piracy and armed robbery in the Gulf of Aden